Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The NFL season kicks off tonight. The defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles play the Atlanta Falcons. The game is going to be on NBC, and the network is planning to air a Nike ad tonight that's causing controversy.
Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
The ad features images of LeBron James, Serena Williams, and the narrator there is Colin Kaepernick, the former NFL quarterback. In 2016, he started taking a knee during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. Those protests eventually drew the ire of President Trump. He blasted the protesting players and the NFL at rallies and in tweets. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So describe that ad for us.
The Onion once had a headline, Nike to get out of the apparel business and just into marketing full time. They are on all the lists of the greatest marketing companies ever. And this is just a really affecting and effective ad, because it's not just the celebrities that you mentioned, the celebrity athletes. It's intermixed with a woman in a hijab who looks like she's boxing, and a kid who's a wrestler who doesn't have any legs, and, you know, overcoming obstacles more than even not being able to get a job with the NFL. And there is Kaepernick as the through line and the moderator, and he's looking at the camera, and it's really the first time we've actually heard Kaepernick speak in almost a year, it seems like. And he has sporting a huge afro and a pretty natty, maybe camel hair coat and a mock turtleneck. And it's just an effective piece of marketing that I think, even though right now it seems like a lot of people are protesting Nike, I think this will go down as one of the smartest decisions in terms of Nike reaching the consumers it wants to reach in marketing history.
Well, their stock did go down, but it's up overall more than 50% over, you know, the last year. And others are betting with you, Mike, you know, that this is the direction it's going to go in. But what else might we see? I mean, we heard that they had this relationship, that they've signed on with each other. But what more will Kaepernick do?
Well, he had been under contract with Nike for a while, and they were paying him kind of in a low-key way, and now they've gone all in. And this part about the stock dropping one day after a trade, yeah, it fell 3%, and then yesterday it was up like 0.5%. These are just normal variations, maybe slightly abnormal based on the perception of, oh, is Colin Kaepernick radioactive? But I think in embracing him, what Nike is trying to do is get back to what they think of as their roots, and Phil Knight writes about this in his book Shoe Dog. Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, a guy who's richer than every owner in the NFL. And by the way, Nike makes more than twice as much money as the NFL. They're an extremely smartly run company. And he always saw, Phil Knight saw himself as a rebel, and the athlete he was most associated with was the runner Steve Prefontaine. Right. So how do you become this huge behemoth of a company, but also endorse rebelliousness? And the answer is in the person of Colin Kaepernick, kind of tailor-made for each other. And Nike sees it pretty clearly in that regard.
The NFL gets paid by the network, NBC, to put its games on the network. I wonder how the league feels about the airing of this ad tonight, opening night of football.
The league has come out with an official comment saying, we support the Nike ad. I would have to caution anyone who might say, oh, I'll take that at face value. Colin Kaepernick is suing the NFL for collusion. Were the league to say we're against this ad, it would really hurt their case. So I don't know what they really do think of the ad, but publicly they're saying, good on you, Colin, and our corporate partner who makes all our jerseys, Nike.
Well, that brings us back kind of to the beginning here. What is NFL policy on the national anthem protests as this season starts up? Can you clarify it for us?
I can't, but more importantly, they can't. So it's very ambiguous, and they had a policy, and they've changed it a few times. And the players' union, they did it over the players' union head. And now individual owners are essentially saying, if there is a fine from anyone in the league, we'll waive it for individual players. It seems pretty ad hoc, and they just want to avoid the controversy. But the more they take action to avoid it, the more they run right into it. And maybe, I'm not sure, because the 32 NFL owners are of a certain stripe and a certain worldview. But maybe this will open their eyes up to the possibility that it's not the anthems that is hurting ratings. I mean, maybe a tiny little bit, but to some extent it has been, I think, a red herring and has distracted the NFL from other issues, just like cord cutting, but also maybe some disquiet over things like domestic abuse and concussions that really are hurting ratings. Of course, it's easier to lash out about a bunch of players under your control who you can make the rules for, as opposed to do something about the societal problems of domestic abuse and the lesser problem
of
cord cutting.
But what do you really think, Mike Pesca? Look, two things. I want to say Steve Prefontaine, one of our favorite athletes, a runner competing in the Olympics, died way too young at 24. You mentioned that he was a hero to the Nike head. But just in the very few seconds, do you think the fans, how do you think the fans are going to be? I mean, this is so divisive.
I do think we've been told it's more divisive than it really is. And I think everyone with a really strong opinion has posted a video of cutting out a logo on a sock. But I think maybe real people will say, look, it's a guy who's living his convictions. You got to give him that.
Yep. And Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job in the NFL. Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He's also editor of the new book, Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History.